Hey guys, Alan here. This week's episode of the podcast is a recording I did with Sinead Kane, who is our client success coach within the Elevate program. Sinead has been on an incredibly inspiring journey, and she's going to share that journey on this episode of the podcast. She went from losing 5.5 stone to competing in bodybuilding competitions. She's done some amazing stuff. It's a very, very inspiring episode of the podcast. There's loads of gold in it as well, loads of little nuggets that you'll be able to take away. So sit back and enjoy. Okay, team, so tonight we have the incredible Sinead Kane in the hot seat. You guys will have met Sinead in some capacity. If not in person, you've probably come across her in the WhatsApp groups. Sinead's our client success coach. She has been an incredible addition to the team. And tonight is about getting to know Sinead's story a little bit better. And I think you guys are going to get a lot from her wisdom, from her tips, and from everything she has been through as well. So this is going to be absolutely monumental. I would say to you, just settle in for the next 45 to 60 minutes. Grab a cup of tea if you need it. Grab your pen and paper. Take notes, guys. There's going to be, the way we're structuring this, there's going to be a lot of value in it, so definitely take notes. Anything that lands with you, write it down. You probably won't remember it going forward, so make sure you've got notes that you can look back on. So anyway, without further ado, I'm going to bring Sinead in, the one and only Sinead Kane. How are you, Sinead? Welcome to the hot seat.
I'm great, absolutely great to be here. Now I'm looking forward to this as well. Now, yeah,
god,
yeah, really, yeah.
There's no nerves. She's ready to absolutely crush this. I love to see it. So let's start at the very beginning, Sinead. For the people that don't know you so well, just tell us a little bit about yourself, about your life, what that looks like. Who is Sinead?
So I suppose you all know me. I'm Sinead. I'm originally from Dublin, and I'm living here for, she's coming on 25 years now. So more of, this is more my home really than Dublin was. So I ended up down here anyway, to make a long story short. So I currently work in office admin, and I'm qualified nutritionist and fitness coach. So my own fitness journey is kind of what opened the doors to get me into this. And it's just something I absolutely love. I really enjoy it. From being at this end of the spectrum to coming to here, I totally relate to everybody. But it just opened so many doors for me, and I just have such a passion for it. Like, I enjoy watching everyone's journey, just seeing how everyone progresses. Like, it's just absolutely amazing. I also ran my own business for a period of time, probably when I was about 24 down here. So I done that for about 5 years. So that really opened my eyes, and I learned a lot from that. I'm no longer involved in it. It was actually a food outlet, probably not the best environment for me to be in, but how and ever, but that was just a part of my life as well. I have 3 children, so they are all different ages and stages, ranging from 21, the youngest is 8, so my house is quite mad sometimes, but that's life. But yeah, that's me in a nutshell, and that brought me to this point, so now I'm here.
I love it, and you've still got a bit of that Dublin accent, you know. I know I do a
wrong. I never lost it. Anyone I talk to, I've never lost it.
Oh no. And look, I think what you're saying really is going to be very relatable for a lot of the people here, because yeah, a lot of what we've got within the community are similar to yourself, and that they're parents and they're busy and they've got a lot going on. And
well, that's it. Yeah.
Yeah, and like you've pretty much just said, pretty much, I would say what a lot of people are sitting here going, well, that's me as well. I think that's very, very relevant for a lot of people. So let's just take it back, because you mentioned your fitness journey and how much you love that, and your passion for that is really coming across even as you're speaking. What was life like before you started getting into fitness? Like, how were you feeling? What did that look like for you, or why did you find yourself actually gravitating towards fitness?
So beforehand, zero confidence. No self-esteem. My life was so busy. I mean, I was young. I was doing so much. I had the kids. I had the business. I worked another job. We had a mortgage. Everything was just, I basically just went to work and came home. Like, I think I said this to some of the girls before. Like, I'd be lucky some days if my steps hit 2,000-3,000. Like, I didn't sleep great. I was nearly lethargic. I had no morning routine as such. Now I live for the mornings. And it was just all because of my diet, my lack of exercise. Like, I'd avoid social situations. I'd be the one pulling everything out of the wardrobe, never happy with what I looked, what I was wearing. I'd maybe sit in the corner, I'd have something covering me. I just, zero confidence. And just something had to give. I had to make that time for me. I remember when it came to, probably it was around when I had my second child, and I came to the christening and I had to go get something to wear. And I just remember that feeling. It really was the turning point for me. I remember sitting in the changing room. I had to get my mother to get another size. I had to get her to go get another one and another one. And I actually, the realization hit me, like, how I'd let myself get to this point. and actually cried. And I think that was the turning point for me. I said, something has to give. And that was probably around the time I knew I had too much on my plate. I knew I couldn't keep going. I had no time for me. Absolutely zero. Like, we talk about setting boundaries. There was none. There was no Sinead. I had forgotten who I was. I was doing X, Y, Z, and I was just there existing. So I just, that was it for me. That was mega turning point. That was, it has to change. You have to be happy.
Talk to me about that moment, Sinead. Like, what were the feelings when you're having your mom going to get more clothes for you, the bigger size, and then you saying you're crying. And even after that, like, what were the feelings that were coming up around that for you?
Oh, awful. I felt so low in myself. I just felt no confidence. I mean, every picture, everything was just, I don't even like looking at those pictures at that time. It was a point in my life where I just kind of hit, oh, geez, I feel awful. Like, you know.
And is it like beating yourself up? Is it
beating myself up? Yeah. I spoke to myself so negatively every day. I actually got sick listening to myself, telling myself these negative thoughts. I was like, how does everyone else feel around me if this is what I actually feel myself, that I'm saying it too much? Yeah.
Amazing. So that was the tipping point for you. That was the one where you go, like, something has to change from here.
That was tipping point. That was something needs to change. That was, I need to put myself first. I need to, like, how can you live a happy, healthy life if you're not feeling it yourself? You know, it's quite hard. Yeah.
Did you feel like, was there ever a knock-on effect to the people around you? Even like,
oh yeah, yeah. I would say with most relationships around me. Yeah. Yeah.
In what way? Like, did you find that the kids were being impacted? Did you find even your
person? Well, it would be my mood, because I wasn't happy. I wasn't upbeat, you know? It would be my mood, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So there's probably that awareness then that being in a better place. And you can probably see it in hindsight. When you're in the middle of it, you can't see it. But when you look back, you probably go, me being in a better place now.
Oh, yeah. When I look back, even relationship-wise, yeah, everything, yeah. The difference. Makes the impact it makes, yeah.
Okay, incredible.
Turning point, yeah.
And you did say, you know, like the social occasions and things like that were becoming a bit of an issue for you. Were you pulling back from those, or was it a case of still?
I would pull back, and if I had to go, I would basically sit even where it was near the toilets, that I wouldn't have to walk too far past people. I know, as stupid as it sounds, but that's what I would do, yeah. Or I'd have a jacket covering me, yeah.
Incredible. I know.
It's just madness.
Yeah. And you know, I love you just to appreciate how far you've come as well, because I think, and I know for other people sitting on the line, they're going to be going, God, I would never have thought that of Sinead.
Yeah, it's hard for me to take back, but that's where I was.
Incredible stuff. So what was the first step then when you decided, okay, something has to change?
So that was it. It was food. It was go all in then to diet. You know, I think I tried every diet under the sun and kind of, you know, got a few probably bad habits along the way, but the weight did come off. And I was persistent and I kept going. And I mean, my fitness started really at just doing a few laps of the football pitch. I think Elaine McDonough will know this famous football pitch, but that's where it started. Two laps, three laps. Running the ends, you know, it just progressed from there, and then getting into more, you know, the weight came down as I started to lose the weight. I got more confident. I'd start classes then. I'd done a few circuit classes, and I just, you know, and kind of that's how I was introduced into fitness, starting very basic. Yeah.
Well, we'll explore a little bit further later on around how you did it and the few little tips and bits that you can give the guys.
Yeah.
But I want to just look first at how you're feeling now, because we've already explored back then, and I think everybody on the line is probably going, oh my God, and a lot of people probably going, I can relate to that as well,
in terms
of when you were at your lowest point. Let's flip that over and look at Sinead of today. How are you feeling now after the fitness lifestyle that you have kind of implemented? What's the difference?
Like, absolutely amazing now. Like, I feel so much better than I did in my 20s. Like, I'm fitter. I am stronger both in my mind and physically. Like, I have so much more confidence now. I'd be such a better decision maker even. I just, so much better in every aspect of my life. Relationships are better. I can do so much more now. I look forward to every day. I get up every morning and I'm excited for the day. You know, what am I doing today?
Oh, I love that.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's absolutely incredible. And like, that's the value of actually enjoying a fitness journey rather than a weight loss journey, because it's probably transitioned over time. Whereas at the start, it was like, okay, I just want to lose weight. And now it's more about fitness, and it's about what can I do and look how much stronger I am.
That was the focus at the beginning. It was just as much weight as I could lose. But you know what? That doesn't even make me happy, you know? You need to constantly be progressing, you know, trying new things.
Yeah, and I think that's relevant for pretty much everybody, because you might even look back at the live event. I think myself and Dave had very much spoke about the importance of enjoying the journey and not just focusing on numbers on scales. And Jerry didn't speak about it, but Jerry's story is similar enough. Jerry lost 7 or 8 stone as well, believe it or not.
Yeah, incredible.
Yeah, and it's exactly, I think we're all kind of given the same message. It's about that process. It's not about like just focusing everything on weighing scales, because that is miserable. It's when you see, I'm fitter, I'm stronger, I'm healthier, I can do things I couldn't do before. And that's very much shown in what you've gone on to do since then. So let's go one step at a time. Mm-hmm. So we'll start with the weight side of it, because that was obviously where your starting point was. Were there any major struggles you came up against, like, or were there setbacks along the way before you started getting that? I know you lost 5.5 stone, which is huge. Was there setbacks along the way that come to mind for you that you had to kind of be resilient and bounce back? Or were there moments when you felt like giving up?
Yeah, like there always is. Like, nothing is like this. It's all up and down. There's always going to be setbacks. There's going to be things that throw you. There might be a week that or two that spiral, but you just kind of, you need to pick yourself up, get your focus back. There's going to be occasions, there's going to be holidays, you know, but you just need to kind of keep your focus and bring your best every day just to get there. But I mean, discipline was the name of the game at the beginning. Like, I was so in tune with what I was doing, and nothing was stopping me getting there. Nothing. That was it. Blinkers on, and I'm going for it. Like, yeah.
Do you know what, Shed? I think as well, to actually get to that level of discipline, you have to have something strong driving you. You have to have a strong why. And I think it's actually what you spoke about, the tipping point. And this is something I often say to people when I speak to them, is like, sometimes I'll ask people, like, are you at that point where you're going, you have to do something? And if they say yes, I always go, I'm glad to hear that. And it sounds like a shitty thing to say, but it actually means, like, from my perspective, when they have hit what we call the tipping point, that's when they will do amazing things. It's the ones that kind of go, I'll give it a go. It's not important enough. You know, it's the ones that something has to change. Did you find that was what actually drove you? Like, was that something that became your driving force?
That's what drove me. And I just had that want in me. And I had that, just the challenge, the getting there. Like, I just, everything was new to me. Everything was exciting. I loved trying the new trainings. I love everything about it. So I think I was just hooked.
And obviously when you start seeing results and see yourself getting in shape as well, though, that becomes a huge difference.
Yeah.
It doesn't want more.
Yeah.
And just give the guys a little bit of a brief overview of where you actually took it to, because we know you've obviously lost 5.5 stone. Flip it over to some of the highest achievements you've had in a fitness context. We might even look at that later on. We'll look at that later on. Let's just hit on that for a minute. We'll work through it structurally wise, so I have everything in place. So tell me the three biggest wins or three things you're most proud of.
Well, first of all, I'm very proud of the person I am now, and that I never looked back, and I've kept going since. I wasn't very proud of my family as well. Regards fitness, I suppose. I've done so much. So many little things. I mean, like, even just climbing mountains, doing different things, doing crazy stuff with people, even jumping in the sea the other day with Denise and Lisa was amazing. But one thing I probably did was probably my biggest thing was my adventure race, Gale Force West. I think I was chatting to you about this when I was doing it at the time. But that was absolutely amazing. And I did that with my dad. It's over in Westport. It's like an 80-kilometer adventure race. There's cycling, kayaking, running. You go up and down Kilpatrick in the middle of it. It was just epic. And the feeling when I finished that, and I think I kind of went into that blind. That was fairly early on in my fitness journey. And I was just like, what the hell, let's go for it. But it was absolutely amazing. And to do it with my dad was even better. But that's probably one thing that stands out. And then getting into the bodybuilding competitions was incredible. That was just taking it to the next level for me, and seeing how far I could actually push my body. That was some crazy moment when I told my family, this is what I'm going to do. But they were all looking, really, Sinead? And I said, yeah, I'm going to go for it. So they were fantastic. They supported me, and I mean, it was amazing. Some amazing friends there, friends for life, different coaches, everyone, like such a circle of people. Unbelievable. Like, and I'm so in tune with my body after doing that. Yeah, so absolutely love that. And
it must have such a sense of pride though when you actually think like the pictures from that and you think back to where you were at that starting point. Like, it's nice.
I know. It's complete 360. And like, I used to be in such a fixed mindset. I used to think only someone else can do that, not me. Like, but really, the only difference between me and that person is that person's like setting up the environment, they're putting the actions in place, and they're getting there. So that's all I had to do. I just had to follow the steps to get there, you know, and just have that little bit of want to do it.
Can I tell you what, in my eyes, the biggest difference is?
Yeah.
Your attitude.
And my attitude.
You might not recognize that yourself, but this is something the guys probably don't know. Sinead was in classes with me years ago, back when I used to.
You know, go way back.
Yeah, like way back. But I used to run boxing class, which was like boxing fitness classes. And Sinead was in like religiously, and she was always showing up, but she didn't just show up, like she always showed up at 100%. And there was
never. When I went.
There was never a half hour session, to be fair. Like, no. That's why, even when you were saying to me, like, I'm going to do gale force and whatever, like, I know you're going to get it done because I know your attitude is there. And like, anytime, like, to be honest, guys, I had to pair Sinead with the lads a lot of the time when they were doing the box and stuff, because she was doing a lot of the women. She was saying absolutely.
They wouldn't drive me mad. They wouldn't hold the pad strong enough.
Oh, the good old days. But you know what, Sinead, like, that attitude is what has actually served you. And it's what's brought you to the level that you got to with the bodybuilding and everything as well. So massive. Yeah. All that. Was there other stuff there on that list of kind of biggest wins? I'm not sure if we had hit the end of it, or was there more?
No, I think that's it. And I suppose just getting my nutrition and my fitness coaching certificates as well. I think that was a massive achievement for me, because at the beginning of my journey, I was always like, I would absolutely love to do that. I used to look at you and I'd be like, I'd love to do that.
He's got the life. So tell me then around mindset, because we obviously speak a lot around mindset in the program. And for me, it's a huge aspect of actually changing your life as a whole when you start to change your perception, the way you view things. I'd love maybe kind of three mindset tips you could give the guys. Let's just go one at a time. We'll talk through them.
So I suppose mindset, I always think your mind will take you further than your body. So absolutely 100%. It's all in the head. I suppose... biggest tips, geez. I suppose you have to be open to change. You have to have that willingness to change, to put them steps in place. You need an open mind.
100%.
Be open to try new things, accept things, accept failure as well, and you know, all that kind of thing.
There's some absolute gold in that, shit. Guys, write those things down. There's some absolute gold there. Being open to change, I think, is massive. And the last one you said, which I absolutely love, is accepting failure. I absolutely love that, because I think a lot of people shy away from that and they're afraid of failure and they think that's the end if they hit failure. I'm the complete opposite. I see it as part of success. And I think
you learn so much. And if that's not the route to take, there's going to be another way you can go. You know, it's just... it's a learning curve. Everything is a learning curve for me along this way. You know, I'm still learning every day, trying things.
And I'm the same as that myself. Like, when something doesn't go my way, the first thing I do is I take a pen and paper. What are the lessons from it? You know?
Yeah.
And I know we even had a work situation last week where it was the same thing. And I said to you straight off, I've already taken the lessons from it. And we ran through it. I think we both kind of operate on that principle. But I think it's really important to share that situation with the guys, that they know, like, failure is to be expected. And it's not something to go, that's a roadblock. It's what are the lessons from it?
Yeah, exactly.
Anything else on mindset?
It's just all about creating that environment, setting yourself up with positivity. Like, your mentality does create your reality. So, you know, and it goes back to me thinking those negative thoughts every day about myself. Like, that's gone. It's positive with me. It's, what can I do today? What can I work on that'll be a little bit better than yesterday? It's just kind of adapting that I can attitude. For me, that's what it's all about now.
And where do you think that has come from? Like, has that been from actually proving to yourself what you're talking about?
I have an awful life motto. I'm like, if you want something done, you do it yourself. I tell them that in the house. So that and I have something to do was half-arsed. So I'm like, if I want it done, I'll do it myself. And that's just kind of my attitude, but yeah.
Okay, I love that. So I'm going to give you a little breather for 2 seconds, Sinead, and I want to just check in with the guys and make sure they're still tuned in.
Alive.
Oh, I'd say they're loving it. I'd say I'm loving it, so I say they're loving it. Guys, pop a little bit of feedback in the chat for Sinead while she's getting a little glass of water or whatever she needs. Let us know what are your key takeaways so far. Let us know if there's anything landing or if there's anything that you needed to hear today or anything that's been helpful. Just pop it in the chat for us at this point and we'll just give Sinead 30 seconds and then we'll keep moving forward. So just want to touch in with all of you guys. Let's light up the chat box for her because I think she's been really open, really honest, really vulnerable, and I really, really appreciate it. I've loved it and I'm sure you guys do too. So yeah, let us know, pop it in the chat. Let's light up that chat box and see what people are feeling at the moment. Key takeaways, drop it in for us. Love that you said your mind will take you further than your body. So true. Absolutely. Yeah. The body will always go where the mind tells it. Your mind will bring you further than your body. Yeah, it's a couple of people landing on the same things. Yeah, 100%. Like
it's so true.
Yeah. Do you want to elaborate on that, Sinead, while we're watching the comments? Is that when? Because I didn't really push you on that one too much, but if you want to speak a bit more about it, go for it. Put myself first and bring your best and actions in place and accept failure. Yes, Sinead, I know that football pitch, says Elaine. Really enjoying your talk, especially about the mindset. Yeah, okay, awesome stuff. Yeah, so the biggest one I think seems to be landing for people there, Sinead, is your body will take you further, or your mind will take you further than your body.
Yeah.
Love your positive mindset. Everyone can change once you put your mind to it. Accepting failure. Love Sinead's honesty. Yep. Awesome stuff. Okay. So inspirational. Amazing stuff. Okay. Tip of the iceberg, guys. We've got loads more coming from you. So we'll keep moving. Okay. So my next question for you, Sinead, is a little bit around food, because I think you said that was your starting point when you decided you were going to lose weight first. And there's obviously a lot of people that come into the Elevate program and weight loss is their primary goal when they come in. Can you maybe give us top three, maybe lessons or tips around food?
Okay. So food. So I was absolutely clueless to food. Zero nutrition knowledge, not a clue. Portion sizes was another massive thing for me. I was absolutely oblivious to what was going in, what I was consuming, and the benefits of what's good and what's not. I suppose my diet had no colour in it whatsoever. It was very white as such. It was breads. It was that kind of thing. So I wasn't getting it, hence why I felt so lethargic. But number one would be track. Just to give yourself an idea of the nutritional value of meals, what's in them, what you are consuming. Like we're all kind of tracking now on MyFitnessPal. This is absolutely amazing. It's going to give you that awareness around what's in these foods, what we're having. It gives you the flexibility. Like there's a time and a place for meal plans, but realistically, daily life and fitting things in, they're not going to work. So I think tracking was number one for me and bringing the awareness around what I actually was putting in my body and how it's going to benefit me. The next thing, now I don't know if anyone has one, but I think this helped me so much, was a little kitchen digital scales. And this brought so much awareness around what a portion is. I mean, even for example, cereal, porridge, that kind of thing, I was probably eating 5 times the amount I should have been eating. So it's still in my kitchen now and I do use it for certain things. But now I would be more clued into what a portion size is and exactly what's in it. Like I nearly know by eyeballing how much protein's in something, or you know, what a serving size of oats is. But I found this hugely helpful at the beginning for me, just weighing out different things. I still would use it for the likes of say peanut butter and stuff that's high calorific. It takes 2 seconds, just leave it in your kitchen and it works a treat. Does anyone actually use one, or do they think that's a bit OTT?
Let us know in the chat, guys. Let us know in the chat.
Yeah. Do you use them?
Yeah. And yeah, Sinead says, yeah, they're great.
Yes.
Yeah. So it's probably just exactly what you said. It brings, again, a level of awareness and understanding. Yeah. And further down the road, it becomes second nature where you kind of automatically...
That's what I'm saying. It becomes, you get that awareness, but that really, really helped me at the beginning. And then I suppose just better choices. There's always better choices. I mean, we can eat 90% of what we always have ate. It's just about making a better choice around what we're adding to it, like regards sauces, this kind of thing. But like realistically, every choice is there. There's always alternative to things. get into the kitchen, get cooking, flavor everything. The beginning of my fitness journey, I actually should have went to MasterChef. I became that amazing in the kitchen. I was just in the kitchen every day, just cooking up a storm, trying different things. And I highly recommend that to people. You have to enjoy what you're eating. You're not going to be able to sustain something that you don't like. We've all done fad diets and stuff. And I mean, what do you do? A week and you're basically so fed up with it. So you need to be enjoying these foods. I enjoy every meal I have every day. And I make them so tasty. None of the family know they're healthy meals, really, because they're just so enjoyable. So definitely flavor everything, get the food in. And then I suppose, you know, it's the 80-20 rule as well. Like, you know, you have to have that in as well. Like, it's not foods we eat, it's just the quantity. So just a bit of awareness around that. But we can have that treat. And it's something I work in most weekends. And number one, I feel it's important to normalize having these things as well, especially around the family. I don't want to be sitting there, okay, mommy eats this, you guys have this. I like to just normalize it a bit. So I will save a few calories for the weekend and I will always enjoy something with the family, you know, and that's just how to make everything kind of gel and work. Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's awesome. And it's similar to a conversation I had with somebody here during the week as well, where nearly, I suppose, like, people become so conditioned over like 20 years of foods and bad foods. And I think it was one of our guys here who's doing amazing work. She's absolutely killing it. And there was a little bit of guilt around kind of having a nice pop in the evening. Yeah. And I was going, well, why though? Because like, it is fitting within your calories. You're doing absolutely fine. And it's just keeping you sane. Like, so it's just changing that. Again, we mentioned the word mindset, but that is a mindset thing. It's trying to recondition ourselves from those thought processes of going good
and
bad.
And it does take time to work on that, and it's not the end of the world. You just 100%. Off again the next day. There's no guilt, no nothing. Like, I suppose doing that over a period of time has probably healed a lot of that for me. The binge, the restricting, the guilt. Like, it doesn't even come into me anymore. I just get on with things now, you know.
100%. And as I always said, there's no good and bad foods, there's good and bad amounts.
It's the quantity of them.
And actually, towards the end of the month, I'm doing a session on your relationship with food, which is going to be absolutely incredible, guys, and we'll be going deeper on some of this stuff, so we probably won't go too far into it tonight. But definitely a key take-home message: don't feel bad about having a little bit of what you enjoy. It's not a problem. So let's move on then to training. Your biggest kind of tips or lessons around training?
So training, I absolutely love training. Like, I would train every day if I could. Absolutely love it. It's a massive thing for me. Now, one thing I've learned with training and nutrition absolutely go hand in hand. So we've all heard you can't out train a bad diet. You can't. And if you want to maximize your results, definitely get your diet and nutrition dialed in together. Just get them all aligned with your goals. Incredible results. And I suppose when I finally hit the point of applying this properly, I seen incredible results. You know, the way sometimes you'll stick a plan, but not 100%. If you actually stick that plan, it's just phenomenal, the results you get. So I definitely recommend with training, you've got to get your nutrition dialed in and aligned. Before training, I definitely recommend routine and life balance in a good place. And then get your training penned in, because if something needs to be shuffled to make room, that and will enable you to be consistent with it, that's the place you want to be in. So routine and you know, life balance needs to be kind of there.
Tell us a little bit more about that one today, because I think that's a big one for a lot of people, and I think you're very relatable for them, because you've got a lot going on in your life. So how do you structure your days, or how do you put some bit of semblance of normality and routine in place?
I've just completely changed. Like, I suppose since I've improved on my health and so on, and I've introduced just a really good structured morning routine. I know it's not going to be for everyone, but it works for me. But my alarm goes off at 5 a.m. I get up, I have a coffee, I have my gear out. I go to the gym for 6. I train and I come home, and then it's breakfast, lunches for the children, and get them out. And then off I go to work for 9. And that's my morning, every morning. And it works for me. And then if I have the luxury of getting out in the evening, then I'll go again and I'll do a run and stuff. But like, evenings can be so busy at home. It's, there might be football, there might be this, there might be that. And that's my opportunity gone. So this just works for me. I'm not saying everyone needs to get up. You're amazing if you get up at 5. That's not what I'm saying. But I just find that's what works for me. You know, so But you got to just do what works for you, where you can see the little windows of opportunity, get them, grab them. You know, that's your time, your hour, you're working on you.
Yeah. I think that's the key is going, well, how is it going to fit into my lifestyle? How am I going to actually find that little window? But I also think it doesn't happen by accident. You have to go and look for that, and you have to go,
well, you have to make it happen. Like there is mornings I could turn over and go, fuck this, like, but I know I'd be raging with myself if I miss it, because I'd be like, fuck it, I can't get it done, you know? So yeah, you have to.
you do. And you know what? It's easy to sit back and say, well, I'm so busy and I've too much going on, I've kids and I've worked and whatever. But like, I think, guys, Sinead's a great example of somebody who has all of those things as well, but she's still looking for ways to make it happen. She's being solution focused. She's not just accepting it and going, okay, life's too busy, I'll do it in 6 months' time, in 12 months' time. And then suddenly, you know, she's
probably like, the reality is nobody's going to do it for you. It's, you got to do it if you want it. Like, you know, it's, you have to do that. Make that time for yourself. You know,
like, and it's leaning into it, because I suppose for both of us, we can only do so much. And like, we give too much of ourselves at times, Sinead, but like, the reality is there's only so much we can do. Like, you guys then have to actually step up and go, this is on me. Like, they've given me everything I need. How am I going to fit it in now? How am I going to restructure my days? And I do think if you're somebody who is really, really busy, sometimes something has to make way for something new. And one of the biggest things that I see with a lot of people is they decide, I'm going to join Elevate, and they come in thinking, I'm going to add this thing to my life, which is a significant, you know, investment of energy. And if you are going to give that the respect and the time it deserves, and you're already mental busy, it's probably not going to work. Like, you have to look at, well, where can I actually make room for it? Is there something in my life that can be put on the back burner for now? Or is there, you know, like, is there something that's taken up a huge amount of time that's not actually giving me back that much that could potentially make way?
Yeah, and get it fit in. I know. But that's, you just kind of have to look for where those opportunities are, or what you can shuffle around, what works best for you.
A million percent.
Yeah.
So if we look at your fitness journey as a whole, when did that start? Like, that moment where you were saying you were going for the Kristen outfit, and was it Kristen or Communion? Kristen. How long ago was that?
Ooh, you're talking maybe 14 years.
Okay. Wow. So some change since then.
14 years. And I've had another one since then, but I ran the roads with that. I kept so active and just had awareness that just because you're pregnant, you don't need to stuff your face and sit in the couch, Sinead.
Amazing. Let's go down this rabbit hole for a minute, because there's probably a lot of young parents on the line.
And then people used to see me running the roads with the buggy, thinking I was a head case when I had them, but I didn't give a shit.
I love that. So were you back on it fairly quickly again, like after the child is born?
Yeah, I would have been back on it again. I kept so active through that pregnancy. Didn't overeat, didn't sit on, like, I don't know, there's a perception of you're pregnant, you just have to sit back and do nothing, but it's not. You don't have to. So I kept up my fitness, I kept up my runs, and, you know, kept fairly active, and I was back in the game straight away after, you know.
Oh, Sinead, I'm so glad you said that, because
I think it absolutely stood to me.
100%.
And to someone who has to give birth, go through these things, your body needs to be in good shape.
Oh my God, I'm so glad you're saying this, because I feel like sometimes as a man, I can't say it, and it's what I want to say, but I'm like, Sinead, take the reins here.
No, absolutely love that. I do agree, and I was probably one of the healthiest and best recoveries after having a child I had, to be honest. Yeah.
But it makes it so much easier then, like, if you've been active as far up as you can to the birth, it makes it so much easier to pick it up again afterwards.
Yeah, to pick up again, yeah.
Yeah, and you're back on track so much quicker, rather than, like, a lot of people just, I'm probably going to get in trouble for saying this, a lot of people use it as an excuse. It's like, I'm just going to have 9 years.
Yeah, well, I probably would have been that person. Yeah, I probably did it with my other two. Yeah, I just basically sat back and did nothing, and Jesus, boy, was I sorry.
I need 5 times the calories because you're eating for two.
No, it's actually for two, you know.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, good crack. So any other advice, tips, recommendations that you would give the guys while we're here?
You know, their tips, recommendations, what have we got? I suppose just enjoy the journey. Give it your all, guys. Like, there's so much opportunities. If I was to look back, I would say to myself, like, you know, why didn't I do this sooner? Why didn't I see my potential? And, you know, that's exactly what you have as well. Like, you're so capable of bringing whatever you want, going any direction you want. You just have to kind of believe in yourself, you know, and like, there's no massive secret to fat loss. It's basically just a calorie deficit, resistance training, and consistency. That is the biggest one, consistency. You just got to show up and bring it week in, week out, and you will get there. Like, you absolutely will. And you're going to love it. Absolutely love it. Like, completely changed since the person previous. Absolutely, completely changed.
And it is that relentless consistency, whether
it is, yeah.
Like,
now I wouldn't be without it. Like, it's not a chore. Like, never think about it as, like, you have to love what you do. Never think of it as a chore or, oh, I have to do this. Like, I look so forward to doing these things, getting a run, getting fresh air, you know, being able to move my body, you know. And it's not only that, it's thinking of getting older as well, you know. Yeah. You need to be body able and you know.
Do you know what, Sinead? Like, you've touched on a great point there as well. It's changing the mindset around, oh, I have to do it. If you change the word in that sentence, if you change the word, I have to do it to, I get to do it. It changes the way you frame everything. So you're then, like, going to be completely honest with you here, guys. You know, I'm pretty upfront. Like, making you do anything. You don't have to exercise. You don't have to train. You don't have to get up to go to work. You get to do all of those things.
You get to do it.
People that are not in that position.
And like, I sometimes see this on a daily basis, like, be in the gym and I'm so excited. Like, I'm going in the car and it's going through my head what I'm doing. And I see people there and they just do not want to be there. They're puffing and giving out to the personal trainers. And I'm like, that's your hour. You're actually in there to invest in yourself, to work on yourself. If you were working for someone else, you'd give 100%. If you're doing it for yourself, why aren't you giving it your all? You know, so you got to kind of flip the perspective and, you know, think about it really.
Yeah, 100%. And I think we both get it as well, that it is difficult, especially when you're starting out. Like, we're not saying it's not hard, but it's more recognizing that this is serving me in the long run. And like, I've been in a situation as well where I've been doing PTs and like, I've had someone swear at me for making them do something. I'm going, you're not doing it for me. I don't get out of you doing this, like, you know? And it's just kind of putting that over, and you have to recognize why you're actually doing it and the value that's on the other side of it for you. And yes, it's hard sometimes, but if you keep showing up, even on the days that you don't want to do it, just keep that frame of your mind. I get to do this. I don't have to do it. Like,
and that's the most important days. Yeah. That you, when you don't want to do it, that's the most important day. And then you feel so much better you have it done.
Yeah, 100%. No, absolutely. Yeah. And that is it. Like, it's the people that are relentlessly consistent. They're the ones who do phenomenal things.
Yeah.
So, like, even with that consistency, because I think that is so relevant for every part of the journey, be that you losing 5 stone, it's about consistency. And then you actually doing like bodybuilding stuff. It's the same thing. It's consistency.
Yeah. That was consistency.
Yeah, like that's important for people to understand, because I think maybe people think like it's this magic thing that myself or yourself, when we're maybe at higher levels and whatever, that it's totally different rules for us. But it's not. Like, it's the
no
same
magic. Thing. It's hard work. That was probably one of the hardest things I've done and the most disciplined thing I've done ever. But
how did you make yourself feel after it, though?
How did it make me feel? Oh, yeah. I'm proud. I actually did it. And I got to stage and I got up there. Like, I was shaking in my boots getting up there, but I did it. Yeah.
Huge growth.
Oh, massive. So I done my first one. I think I came third in that. Done another one. I got second. And I was actually prepping during COVID.
Oh, lovely.
And then COVID came and everything went to pot. So I just done a photo shoot. Because I got so far, I wasn't wasting that.
Definitely not wasting it. Definitely not. No, that's absolutely incredible, Sinead. That's a huge credit to you. And like, just again, give yourself that bit of awareness and that acknowledgement for the work you've done, because it's absolutely phenomenal. Has that, the confidence you've got from that, has that filtered over into other areas of your life, or you as a human being rather than just your fitness?
No, everywhere. Yeah, just confidence. I'm just a much happier person. I'm just a much more bubbly person, self-assured. I just would say every aspect of my life is better now. Yeah. And it is all to do with my mindset and, you know, just being that bit healthier, that bit more fitter. And it's just all contributes. Yeah.
Yeah, 100%. I couldn't agree more. And I think I told my own story even at the live event. For me, it was about the confidence and even changing so much as a person as much as anything else. And that's the power of it. It's not necessarily about, okay, yes, losing weight's great, but it's not just that. It goes so much deeper. And I think that's the message to get across.
Yeah.
Okay, guys, I'm going to open up the floor. We'll give it another few minutes. Has anybody got any questions for Sinead? Pop them in the chat for us and we will get them answered between us if we have to, or we'll let Sinead take the reins completely, whatever we need to do. If we have any questions, if you've been writing anything down, if there's anything that's come up in your head over the last 42 minutes, pop it in the chat for us. Yeah, there's loads coming in here. So I think it's amazing that you do that at the weekend with the kids, as I'm sure they eat just as well with you during the week. Sinead's comment about getting your routine down reminded me of the perfect week wheel that Jerry spoke about. Yep, I agree. The plan is key to fitting all the things you want to do into your week. Congrats, Sinead, on your competition's amazing achievement. Yeah, awesome stuff. Awesome stuff. So, guys, if we have any questions, drop them in now. Or if anybody even wants to come on mic and ask a question, you're more than welcome as well. This is your opportunity.
Come on, Mike.
Come on, have a chat with her. Come on, have a chat.
Somebody pop on there. Go on.
yeah, like this is your option. So here, Koch has a question. Did you hit a plateau at any point where your progress slowed down? And if so, how did you manage that?
Yeah, progress does slow. We do hit that plateau. You can't stay eating the same things and doing the same output, really. So things do need to be adjusted along the way. Definitely.
Yep. And there's ways around it as well. Like it can be different things. It can even be a stage sometimes that you might be in a deficit for a while and we need to bring the body, we need to bring the calories back up because the body has got used to that
amount of calories. Like I've gone through so many different phases, kind of similar to what we're doing now. I'm going through the different phases. Like I will go into a maintenance and like I've gone through building phases where I put on weight, I've purposely built muscle and I get back down again. So that's kind of how you manipulate your journey and you keep things moving along.
Yeah, 100%. So if anybody was on the open office a few weeks ago where we showed the battle plan and we showed the different phases where activate, calibrate and so on and so forth, that's effectively what we're talking about here. Because if you're trying to stay in a deficit forever, your energy levels are going to be on the floor, the body is going to be kind of adapted and you're not going to see results. So you kind of have to manipulate those calories and go through different phases as we go. But we can work individually on that as well with people. So Finola says, do you mind me asking if you get up at 5, what time do you go to bed? I'm such a night owl.
Nola, I could go to bed at 8:30, 9:00, to be honest.
She's ready to go now. She's going, come on, get me off this call, Alan. Stop talking.
You better wrap this up because it's my bedtime.
I should have put on this.
I go to bed so early. I literally go to bed when Connor goes to bed, my 8-year-old.
No, it's great. It's a great routine, though. I'd be kind of similar. Yeah, brilliant. Yeah. I'd be similar. I find now, stop. Like even if I go meeting friends or something or a night out, like at 11:30, I'm like, I need to get to bed. I can't do this anymore.
Yeah, my day is well done at that time. And I just like recovery is just so important. You know, you need that sleep. Yeah.
I can't do without it, especially when you're lifting weights. Like it's absolutely massive.
Oh, yeah. You need that. Zonks you. Yeah.
And even for muscle growth as well. Like it needs that recovery time. So incredible stuff. Any more questions, guys? Are we okay? If we don't have any more questions, will you please pop in your key takeaways? Love, look for the windows of opportunity and consistency. Yeah, Sinead's got an ask. Come on, Mike, have a chat here, Sinead.
Hey, out of all of the failures you've had, what is the biggest lesson you've learned?
Great question.
Ooh, the biggest lesson I've learned out of my failures. I suppose it's to pick myself up again and don't give in, you know? I will always have that can-do attitude now. It doesn't faze me now failing at all. No, it's just get back up again, Sinead, and go, what direction can we go in now just to move forward? Yeah.
So would you think they're not necessarily failures, they're just more lessons? Or is that the mindset you're in now?
It's just a learning curve. It's just how you get around this to actually achieve it. If something's not working for me, I'm like, okay, what can I do? What can I do to actually get there? Don't fail, Sinead. None of us fail.
No, I just know, like myself, like, you know, like this year I didn't necessarily get to do all the things that I wanted to do when it was out of my control. And like there was days I was like pissed off. And to be fair, I think you kind of need to go through that as well. But like I know I've learned a lot more, like different things that I didn't even think I needed to know, but they've made my life so much better. So it's just
amazing. So it's probably a learning curve for you as well. And sometimes like we need to take that step back to move forward as well. You know, I've had to do that so many times, you know, but I think you are going this direction now, Sinead.
Thank you. Oh, yeah. 100%, and I put it all down to that threesome.
Oh yes, yes. Like we're just jumping in the sea, guys. We are doing it again, next again.
Oh, class.
Thanks.
Do you know what? Just on that as well, Sinead, like, sometimes it's just the expectations we put on ourselves too, where we kind of just demand these really, really high standards of ourselves. And then when we're not getting there, it feels like, am I failing? But you have to recognize sometimes that there's other stuff going on in life as well. And that because you got to just take that level of expectation on yourself down and take a wee bit of pressure off yourself.
Or just frustration sometimes. Yeah.
Yeah, 100%, 100%. And just coming back to what are the lessons from it? And I love how Sinead's saying there's other stuff that she has actually developed while potentially she was maybe looking at failure in one aspect. There's other things that come before for her. And that's something I would see a lot with people when they come into the program. They'll initially come in with one goal in mind. It's probably weight loss, something like that. And then they start to develop so much as people, and they start to develop other areas of their life that even sometimes the goals change along the way, and they recognize further on the road, God, I've got more from this than what I actually came in for originally. And it can
see that so much, actually. Yeah.
It's absolutely amazing. So Sinead, great question. Thank you for popping on. Appreciate it. Guys, if we have any more questions, pop them in. If not, can I get some love for Sinead in the chat and give us some feedback and let us know what you enjoyed? And I thought that was absolutely insane. I thought that was class. pop them in the chat for me, guys. I'd love to hear your thoughts, and I would love to know what stood out for you and was that helpful? Everybody always loves the hot seats. I think it's great just to hear other people's stories, isn't it?
Yeah, it's so good to hear other people's stories, I think.
It's relatable. It's because I think no matter what stage of your journey you're at, you'll be able to just see parts of yourself within other stories, and you learn so much from each other as well. Let's light up this chat box, guys. Yep, love your story, Sinead. Super proud. Yep,
thank you.
Yep. Awesome stuff. Your mentality makes your reality really relates for me. Thanks for sharing. Really inspirational. Yeah, incredible. Yeah, mentality is everything, guys. It's absolutely everything. And that's why I would I'm going on about it a lot, but not just looking at numbers on scales. Inspired by her story. Love that, David. Thank you, my friend. David's doing amazing work as well. He's absolutely crazy.
Absolutely, yeah.
Keep it coming, guys. Keep it coming. Give us your feedback. Drop them in there for her. I want to see a little bit of feedback from everyone. Question coming in from Sinead. Did you ever feel like giving up when on the journey? How long did it take to get to the point where you nailed it?
I suppose I would have had my moments.
Let's take it one question at a time. So firstly, did you ever feel like giving up when you were on that journey?
It would have been days where I wouldn't be feeling too good in myself. You know, the way you have an off day, but I seem to always battle past that and just go, no, I'm doing this for me and this is what I want. This is the outcome. This is the direction I'm going in. I always had that end goal in sight that I was going to get from A to B. But of course we have days, Sinead, where we feel like giving up or we're pissed off or something gets in our way or, you know, things are annoying us. And how long did it take to get to the point where you nailed it? It probably took me a good 2 years to get into a good, you know, groove and keep myself going, to be honest. I just was persistent, and disciplined, and I just kept it going. Now I don't even have to second think anything. It's just...
Again, isn't that kind of relevant to the phases that we were showing on the open office a few weeks ago?
Yeah.
Like the dominate phase. And I think people may be raising eyebrows when I say like it sometimes takes 12 to 24 months till you get to that
point. Of course, because everything is new to you. You're still very easily pulled off the wagon at that stage, to be honest. And, you know, you could stray for a couple of weeks and then you jump back on the wagon. So I do think those, it's crucial at that time just to keep your focus and, you know, have someone there and have the support around you. I do myself because it is so easy just to fall off it.
Especially like because you're going to have lifelong habits there and it's not going to just flip the switch and everything is perfect. You know,
it's not easy to change
of things being ingrained. So it does take that bit of time. And the other thing I would bring awareness to as well is you're always, always, always going to have setbacks and bad days. And that doesn't matter if you're me or if you're Sinead or if you're somebody who's been training for their whole life, you're still going to have those days. Like, and it's just normalizing that and accepting that it's part of the process and it's part of the journey. And there will be days that you're going, oh, fuck this. Why did I do that? Or I've messed up or whatever. Mm-hmm. You know, like that's always going to be there. But I think what gets better is your reaction to it and your ability to cope with it and your ability to rein it back in quickly. I always think the people who are really successful are the ones who have that ability to rein it back in quickly. It's not that it never happens. It's that they can actually just go, okay, what it's done, let's just move on and not dwell on it.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
I'm going to go back up here through the comments because there's a lot of stuff coming in now and I want to make sure I don't miss anything. Sinead has to get to bed. It's her bedtime.
Yeah, 8 minutes.
There we go. We're nearly there. So, Lisa says, I get to do it. Amazing outlook. Yeah, I think that's quality. Amazing, Sinead. I can't imagine you being any different to the Sinead you are now. Well done, girl. It's just so good to hear you talk. Amazing. I love the keep going message, tracking portion control and getting into the kitchen. Enjoy the cooking. I feel like I've been cooking forever and need to address new ideas. Yeah, dip into the recipe collections. Thank you, Sinead, for all your support and inspiration and encouragement. Key takeaways, consistency, mindset, and keep going. Thanks, Sinead. Really enjoyed it. Very inspiring, Sinead. Love the can do. And I get to do this attitude. Puts a lot into perspective. Loved that. So glad I got to pop on this evening. Inspirational. Well done, Sinead. And Finola is giving you the sign there at the end. It's bedtime for all of us. That was absolutely incredible. Guys, thank you so much for popping on. Sinead, any final words you'd like to say to the guys?
Just keep going, guys, and everyone up at 5 a.m.
Everyone up at 5 a.m. There you go. And look, guys, as always, you know, between myself and Sinead, we do as much as we can for you. You'll get us in the WhatsApp group. If you need us at all, jump in there and we'll get back to you as much as we can. That was absolutely superb. I enjoyed that, guys. Thanks a million for giving us your time this evening. I hope you got loads out of it. I think you did. And Sinead, from me to you, thank you so much for everything you do for us. Absolutely incredible. Huge addition to the team since you came in. The group will be lit up at workout pics in the morning. Yeah. Let's see them. Genuinely, Sinead, from all of us, thank you so much. Really, really appreciate it.
No, thanks a million. I really enjoyed that now. It was good. Yeah.
It's always good to share your story. And I think you'll probably walk away kind of reinvigorated as well and ready to push on in the morning. So it's always good to share stories and help inspire each other as well. So thank you so much, Sinead. I really appreciate that. And I'm going to stop recording first before we wrap up. So there you have it, guys. That was our client success coach within the Elevate program, Sinead Kane. I hope you enjoyed that. I thought there was loads of gold in that, so much value. I hope you took loads away from it. As you can see, we have an incredible community of people. We are absolutely thriving within that community. Everybody is doing so, so well. People like Sinead there to inspire us every day as well. If you are interested in joining that community, we are always on the lookout for our next success stories. Drop me a message on social media. Just tell me you're interested. We'll have a chat. No obligation. We'll see if we might be a good fit to work together and we will go from there. Other than that, I hope you have an incredible week and I will speak to you next week.